First on gross margin, a couple things to remember in just year-over-year comparisons. One, last year, both Titanfall and UFC are royalty-bearing titles, so they may have dampened last year's gross margin a little bit. But the real driver for us was the strength, as you noted, FIFA Online 3, obviously some of that deferred revenue, so coming in at very nice gross margins. But second, and probably more importantly, the strength of The Sims 4. I just give people a reminder, last year, The Sims started a little slow relative to our thinking. We talked about that in our Q2 earnings. But the strength of The Sims franchise is the layering in of expansion packs that really fuel not just the expansion pack revenue, but bring people into the core game. And we were in a situation where many consumers were comparing the original Sims 4 game to The Sims 3 game with a long series of expansion packs. And as we now start to bring out expansion packs, they're starting to see the power of The Sims 4 gameplay and the excitement around it. And we sold more Sims 4 this quarter than we thought, and we think that trend will continue, and we're very excited about it, not just because of the franchise, but because of the power that it drives to the gross margin.